Time now for the Cyclone Insider here on the Morning Kickstart, Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1, with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brandon?
Doing great. I hear you're back to work this week, which is obviously good. We touched on it that you obviously tested positive for COVID, so it's great to hear you're back at it.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate. I never had any symptoms and got through it well, and understanding that a lot of people aren't as lucky as I am on that.
Yeah, that is for sure. Last night, the NBA draft, and Tyrese Haliburton picked overall number 12 by Sacramento Kings. And, of course, last night, maybe a little bit lower than he thought he was going to go. He was ranked overall 8th by ESPN, but slid down to number 12. But I'm sure he's happy to be just in the NBA. And obviously, he's going to bring a lot to the table for the Kings, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great fit. I think it works out really, really well. And I think fit is far more important than the number next to your name of where you got drafted. He's still a lottery pick. He's still going to, I think, start out the $3.8 million contract this year, so he's not going to be hurting, you know. And and the big thing is, where can you go and really fit into a system and have fun playing and enjoy your teammates and have a great opportunity to succeed? And I think he found a perfect place for that with a system that's kind of similar to Golden State's open court style. He is going to make a lot of plays out there with some very good players, including Harrison Barnes, who's on that team, Luke Walton, who's a very good coach, and Alvin Gentry's on that staff. So, you know, really, really a good spot for Tyrese to land, and absolutely the city of Sacramento is going to fall in love with this guy. And, you know, they're going to – I think he's one of those guys, he's the rare player that – the minute he's on the team, he just makes that team better no matter what.
And speaking of Iowa State basketball, it's hard to believe we're 10 days away from the opening game against Arkansas Pine Bluff already.
Yeah, no doubt. It is sneaking up in a hurry and exciting. You know, I think Steve's really excited to get these guys out there and see what they can do. And, you know, it could be a fun season. I think some of these newcomers that are entering the program are really going to make an impact. And then you hope that the guys that are back can take a step forward with their games. And I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing about that, too. So it's a good opportunity for Iowa State to have a successful season, and I'm really excited for it to get going.
Meanwhile, Iowa State football is 5-2 overall and eyeing a Big 12 chance at that championship game. They need to pull off the win this Saturday against Kansas State to continue their chances for that. They'll kick things off at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. 1 o'clock pregame show starts right here on Kix 101.1. What do you think the main key to this game is matching up against Kansas State? They are always very competitive.
Oh, they are, and they've had Iowa State's number. You know, Iowa State did get them a couple of years ago in Ames. Mike Rose had that game-clinching fumble recovery touchdown, which, you know, capped a huge rally for Iowa State to win in what ended up being Bill Snyder's last game as the head coach at Kansas State. So they finally got him on their last chance. But, you know, Chris Kleiman's done an outstanding job with that Kansas State program. They're just so sound. They do everything really well, and they force you to beat them. And, you know, they're hard to play because they're very physical. They grind out drives. So Iowa State's going to have to, you know, be successful on its possessions. Talking to Tom Manning, the offensive coordinator, yesterday said, let's end every possession with a kick, whether that be an extra point, a field goal, or a punt, but not turnovers. You know, and then, you know, end it with a kick and move the ball and have some success. And, you know, and then defensively, you're going to face a really good running back in Deuce Vaughn, who's very elusive, and a quarterback who can really run it in Will Howard. I think that's the scary part, is the threat of the running quarterback that they're going to face the next 2 weeks with Will Howard and then Sam Ellinger of Texas. Iowa State struggled with those kind of quarterbacks in the past, so we'll see how well they handle these two.
Well, it should be a fun game on Saturday. Again, kickoff on 3 on Saturday afternoon. You can hear it right here on Kix 101.1. John, thanks for the time. As always, have a great call.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brandon.